Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
This question of who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
This is Brewers 360.
When we were actually talking about something similar this spring with our entire research and development team against William Contreras, I would feel really bad for some of our guys in the office, to be honest.
844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us now, the Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager, Matt Arnold. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Looking forward to Star Wars night. We'll chat about that here in a moment. That's tomorrow as the Brewers come back home and open the homestand, which begins with the Twins. But first, nice to get a win and nice to see the bats. What did I say, Eric? Did I say 14 runs we were going to score?
Yeah, you predicted a big score.
We didn't quite get 14, but nice to see the bats come alive.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously a little bit of a rough patch there offensively, but yeah, getting out there and Murph had another team meeting and talked to the guys and really opened it up to the group. And I think that's important to have that kind of dialogue with the team and just these guys believe in each other. I think that was the number one takeaway is just that, that this team is continuing to battle. And they responded. I mean, they put up 9 runs yesterday, and that was really exciting to see.
All right, Matt. So Logan Henderson looking good again, coming back to pitch yesterday. He was asked after the game if he thinks he might stick around this time.
I think this one might be a little bit longer now.
I have no idea. It's not up to me. I'm not sure.
He says it's not up to him, so he doesn't know if he's going to stick around. Well, it is up to you. So is Logan here to stay? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think we have a lot of things to talk about, but he's certainly putting himself in a great position. I think it's likely that he's going to make another start for us. And look, we have a lot of good arms that are starting to come back, and we've had to make some tough decisions over the last couple of days with Tobias and then obviously him coming back because of the injury due to Quintana. So there are a lot of moving parts involved here, but certainly nothing but great stuff to say about Logan Henderson. He did a tremendous job yesterday. He did a wonderful job against the Oakland lineup a couple weeks ago, and he's definitely gotten our attention.
So you have Aaron Civale, who pitched yesterday, D.L. Hall, and you have Aaron Ashby. So of those three, they're all rehabbing at the same time. Who's most likely to come back first?
Yeah, and then Brandon Woodruff in that mix right as well. And so it depends on a lot of different factors here for all these guys, obviously how they respond. It's day-to-day, honestly, with their treatment, probably case-by-case for each of those guys. But they're all progressing incredibly well, in different ways. And I would say Ashby probably at the front of that, most likely. But again, so many moving parts relative to how they're responding to all their treatments.
Would you explain to Matt, going back to like a guy like Logan Henderson, I think if you're just a casual fan, you look and say, I don't know, the guy won twice. He's really throwing well. Matt Arnold says he's really impressed. Like, why would you ever send that? Why isn't he just here to stay? Like, can you take us through some of the other nuances of why you send a young guy back down to either get more work or
rhythm?
Or as you indicated, because there are other factors within the roster and how guys have to come back up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, there are probably a million different factors, like you said. It's a combination of probably just continuing that development and then obviously making sure that we have the number of arms that we need every single day, because obviously if a guy like Logan makes a start yesterday, he's not going to be available for the next couple of days. And so reading what that looks like for the rest of the staff, because now with the pitcher limits of 13, you have to have a number of bodies that can post every day. And so unfortunately, that sometimes costs guys an option because you have to have the number of bodies required to play the next day and the day after that and the day after that. And so, obviously, Logan has done a great job. He's put himself in a position to continue to contribute to our group. But again, it's about the team. It's not just about one individual here.
You kind of have a hard job, man. It's like a lot of stuff that goes on. It's like a lot of stuff to think about.
I love it. I couldn't be more thankful. I really do. I know there's a lot that goes into it, but I really do love it, and especially all the people that I work with.
I can't remember if we talked this time last year. I'm sure we brought it up, but I can't remember what you said. Are you into Star Wars? Because it's Star Wars night on Friday. Like, are you or are your kids super excited about this?
I like Star
okay,
Wars.
So that's a no, right? If you start the question, well, the answer of like, are you into Star Wars? And it starts with that's you could say no, man. That's cool.
No. I'm not a
you're
Star
more
Wars
into Yacht Rock Night,
you know,
or whenever that comes.
No. I'm pro yacht. You know, maybe not.
I'm
yacht
a favorite
rock,
yacht.
But no, I'm not a Star Wars junkie. But I would probably have Star Wars over Star Trek if that, you know,
okay,
if that helps.
That helps you.
It's fair enough. Yeah, I think that's probably we all agree on that, right?
Yes. Not to sure. The creative team though. If you haven't been to one of these theme nights, whether it's Star Wars or they do the Harry Potter or some of these other things, you have this whole team of people. I'm always fascinated by this, Matt, when I have a chance to meet the folks who like plan out, you know, how each and every game goes. And I've told folks, like, there is the baseball and that's going to be what it's going to be. But if you're at the ballpark, it's a show, and only part of the show is what happens on the field. The rest of it is deliberate and planned by this team of people who map out everything that happens in that in between pitches.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there's so many people behind the scenes that are organizing every single thing. When you think about every little ingredient, whether it's on the scoreboard or you know, in between innings, or you know, just walking around the ballpark, but just making sure it's functional and safe. And I mean, just so many different departments in our group that do a wonderful job with all the preparations, not just on the baseball side, but on the business side as well.
Well, we'll see you out there on Saturday. WDTMJ Day is Saturday. Get the old cribbage board handed out and.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be fun. Yeah. I'm not a big cribbage guy. I'll take more of a Star Wars guy than a cribbage guy at this point, but I'm open to learning.
Mike, you got to get your mic there on there, Vincey. There you go.
Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us live this morning. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.